Signing off, infrastructure, cognition, and a correction. Several threads ran through Monday's coverage. One is the question of who controls the infrastructure developers and creators depend on, whether the sandboxing layer for AI agents, the platform mediating vulnerability disclosure, or the media ecosystem covering a music scene. Each situation involves the same structural dynamic. Critical infrastructure is built, scaled, and then pulled between its original mission and the economics of operating at scale. The cognitive health stories posed a quieter question: what kind of mental work builds durable human capability, and what can safely be delegated? The taxi driver research and the LLM learning methodology piece approach the same tension from opposite directions. One documenting what decades of effortful spatial reasoning does to the brain, the other examining how to use AI to accelerate expertise without bypassing the understanding that makes expertise meaningful. The surveillance piece sat in the background of all of it, a reminder that the same AI capabilities enabling better coding tools and learning tools are also enabling continuous passive recording of human behavior at a scale without historical precedent. The Atlantic piece offered no easy solutions, and the 274 comments it generated reflect anxiety that is real and widely shared among technically sophisticated readers who understand exactly what these systems can do. A correction is also warranted. Earlier in the season, a claim was made that Ukraine had conducted strikes on Russian naval assets in the Caspian Sea. A listener flagged the claim, and upon review, it does not hold up. The Caspian Sea is landlocked and geographically remote from Ukrainian-controlled territory in ways that make the specific assertion implausible. The claim was wrong and is being acknowledged explicitly rather than allowed to stand.